once again shining the spotlight on local businesses in our communities, our business of the day. We are here at Nick's Family Grocery in Winthrop, and the Nick's is actually interesting because it's two Nick's that are a part of Nick's Family Grocery. Nick Wilgenbusch and Nick Deddy, who both join us. How did the Nick's come to create Nick's Grocery Store, to take it on?
So we started catering in 2013, have outgrown our space, and we're in the need of some full-time employees. When the grocery store was struggling a little bit, we reached out to the owners in between McElroy's and us and asked them if it'd ever be for sale. We kind of come together on a price.
Nick, you also are one of the owners of Winthrop Locker. So the idea of a business like this is not that much of a stretch for you, would you say?
I started my career working here at McElroy's in the meat department. Went out on my own, built the Winthrop Locker. This just opens up another avenue for retailable meat for the locker and providing good quality meat to the citizens of Winthrop and beyond.
The signs have just been up. The paint has only had about a month to cure in here, but you've had a chance to kind of walk it now as owners. What are some things that are on your wish list right now? What are some of the things that slowly you're going to start to change?
Yeah, we're going to implement some more selection in our deli. I think in the next week we're going to start doing cold subs, adding more salads, fresh homemade salads. We also have a gal that's helped us cater well since we started, that's retiring from her real job and going to start running a bakery in here. So we'll have fresh cookies, cupcakes, cake balls, hopefully fresh breads as well to add on.
The meat counter, I assume, is going to be filled with Winthrop Locker meats.
Yep. We do majority of it are some items. You know, we've got the ribeyes, the sirloins, wide variety of bratwurst that we make here at Winthrop Locker.
Let's talk about the rest of the store. You're still a source for quality grocery frozen products through Food Club. A lot of folks have come to trust that, an affordable quality brand, regardless if you buy our canned vegetables or you're buying ice cream or the like. What's the local touch for like some of the others, like produce?
Yeah, we're going to start, Lopeta Gardens is down in Kwaski, and they have not all our produce, but some of it. And as soon as they have things ready, we will start using produce from them.
So how has the community response been so far?
We've had a overwhelming response. Every day that I'm in here, people are constantly, oh, this looks so good in here. Thank you for being here. We realize what it is to the community to have the small grocery store.
And I know that even in these opening days, you're taking as many suggestions as you can. You've even got spaces on the shelves so that if people want product specific, you can start looking into bringing it in.
Absolutely. Neither one of us ever ran a grocery store before. That was our idea. What would the community want to see us sell? So we left little notes on the shelves where we did have an empty spot. You know, what would you like to see here? And been getting good reviews on it.
We are looking forward to hearing more about Nick's Family Grocery in the weeks, the months, and the years to come. Be looking. I'm sure there's going to be weekly sales, right?
Yeah, we're meeting with a marketing company tomorrow. Actually, that'll start doing our digital marketing, digital coupons. That'll have a weekly ad, talk about our lunch specials, our deli specials, and everything we have coming up in that coming week.
Well, Nick, thank you so much for letting us come and shine the spotlight. Again, we can't wish you enough success in the years to come. It's Nick's Family Grocery right in Winthrop, easy to find, and we are so glad to talk a little bit about it, our business of the day here on KMCH.